Welcome to episode 215 of Tedodigawa Bookmakers. In bookbinding this week, I made my first accordion tunnel book, my first tunnel book. If you're here for fiction, go to about 3.5 minutes. That's what I start rambling on about writing. My first tunnel book is a strange tunnel book. It is a strange tunnel book, and you can see pictures of it over at tedodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. It is, of course, strange because it was the first one I made, and as being the first one, I made a considerable number of mistakes and learned quite a bit because you have to fold stuff certain ways and do other things. For example, I glued the front of a tunnel part onto the side, and on the rest of them, I glued a tab and glued that to the front so it looks more sedate, more careful, more visible. So the first part, the gluing the front of the tunnel part onto the side, was a mistake, and I didn't make the mistake on the rest of them, so it looks okay on that aspect. What it is a tunnel book of is animals. There's a rabbit, and there's what I thought was going to be a bear, but as I look at it, it looks more like a half an elephant. And then what I thought was going to be a giraffe looks more like a cat jumping. So if you can imagine a cat jumping looking like an elephant giraffe, then you can imagine my surprise when I looked at it for the first time. But it gave me some inspiration to make other things. So now, other tunnel books anyway. So now I am making my second tunnel book out of stiffer cardboard, not cardboard, stiffer paper for the sides, and a little bit thicker paper for the actual tunnel part where the hole goes. This time it's going to be people. It's going to have people standing, working, smoking, perhaps playing a musical instrument. So I am working on those to attach to the tunnel portion. And I have to draw them first, which is going to take me a long time, but it's going to be okay. I've already got two finished. I've got two drawn. One is a man standing at the front of the tunnel looking at you and smiling. And another one is of a woman walking towards you. I don't know where she's going to be. Maybe in the back, maybe in the front, but the best part about this is learning how to do something new. I'm stretching my skills a little bit, making a tunnel book and drawing. I'm having to learn how to draw person in motion, walking, typing. One person's going to be working at a desk and perhaps playing a violin or guitar, violin or flute or something, which requires her hands to be up and something in her hands. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a bit of a challenge, and that is what I am looking forward to, a bit of a challenge. That is what I've been doing in bookbinding. But what have I been doing in writing? Oh, wait till I tell you what I've been doing in writing. My goodness, what have I been doing in writing? I have been working on my Don Quixote-inspired Giapan novel. I had hoped it was almost finished, and instead, I added a whole new chapter. One of the longest chapters takes place in Giapan takes place in Spain, but Giapan and everybody else meets this guy who we don't know anything about, and then we learn about him in one chapter. One chapter is about 15 pages. This is the longest chapter. Then we come back to Spain and we see what's going on in his life now, and then there's a little bit more back to Japan. And through a painting, I mean, the man's a painter, Giapan's a painter, they start talking about painting, he shows some paintings, and then we go back to Japan for a bit, and then we come back to Spain for the rest of the book. They are very, very close to their goal physically, and I believe all except one character has changed. One character is pretty much the same as he started, but He started kind of rough. Now he's a little bit less rough, and we have seen a more tender side of him. So he's changed in our viewpoint. He has changed, but I don't think he's changed dramatically in himself. Everybody else has changed a little bit in themselves, plus, of course, how we view them. So we are nearing the end, and I hope we get towards the end, because we are in this place, and where we have to be is a 2-day walk or a 3-day walk or something like that. By horse, it's even quicker. Once they get to the end, I don't know what... I know what Giapon's going to do. He's going to go back to Toledo because he is living at the same time as El Greco, and he wants to meet El Greco. So he's going back to Toledo. The two guards are going to go back to where Sarverda is, Medina Sidonia, as guards for him. I'm not quite sure what the nun is going to do. So we shall see. This is the best part about not knowing the plot, is not knowing what's going to happen next. However, I have made a small change. I have made outlines of what's going to happen for the next chapter. Usually I just think about it and get to it, and then when it gets to it, it happens or one way or the other, but it organic. It moves organically from the characters. Now, I am giving a small outline for each chapter. I haven't gone through and done 5 chapters. I've just do the next chapter. This is a new experience for me, and it works out fairly well. So far, I've only done it for 3 chapters, but we'll see what happens when I have to outline the next chapter. But in any way, I hope you look forward to it. And I hope you look at a book I have for sale up on iBooks and other places called City of Cox. It's a murder mystery. And it is for sale. Please support my podcast and my work and look at a copy. See if you like it. There's another sequel, I guess. Yes, there's a sequel coming in the next week or so, called Feeding Vicky's Corpse. At the same places, I will give you the information at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, and you can look at it there. But in any case, do that or not, I appreciate you listening. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Oh, there's one thing I forgot. I forgot to tell you. It's not related to bookbinding. It is a little bit related to bookbinding. It's not related to fiction at all. I just ripped apart a kimono, a purplish-gray kimono with flowers, and I'm going to use that as book cloth after I back it with something like a washi or something. So that's the other thing I've been doing, is I ripped apart a kimono, and I made some book cloth out of it. I'll continue making book cloth out of it over the future days. Thanks again for dropping by. This time, we're finished. Thanks. Check out City of Cox on iBooks. Enjoy.